Hello, and welcome to the Zero Hedge audio version. If possible, we recommend you read along with the article by clicking the article link in the description below. This article is titled, New Accounts from Wuhan Coronavirus Outbreak. Global equity markets are taking a beating on Thursday as the death toll climbs to 170 from 132, with 7,711 cases of coronavirus confirmed in China and 7,814 worldwide. The developments over the last several weeks could force the World Health Organization to issue a global alert over the alarming infection rate of the deadly virus. Evidence shows the virus can be transmitted from person to person before any signs or symptoms, which is one of the reasons why the World Health Organization could soon declare a public health emergency of international concern, as the virus spreads across the world. Dozens of cities are shut down across China, more than 50 million folks are quarantined to their homes, and experts have warned there's no vaccine for at least 1 year, suggests the deadly virus will continue to spread across China and the world. Airline carriers started to cut flights to and from China on Wednesday. Western companies have announced factory and retail store closings across the country, and this will likely result in a massive loss of business that could produce an economic shock felt around the world. Late last week, a Wuhan nurse made an emotional video on social media, claiming more than 90,000 have already been infected. On Wednesday, the Epoch Times tweeted an interview with a Wuhan citizen, who says people in the outbreak areas can't get any medical treatments nor a diagnosis because hospitals are overloaded with patients. He said people sit and wait to die. Imagine being a Wuhan citizen, they can't get any medical treatments, they can't even get a diagnosis. They can only sit and wait to die. He warned that transmission of the deadly virus isn't just oral but also through the eyes. He said the government isn't telling the truth about symptoms, because in many cases, there are no symptoms as people spread the disease during the incubation period, which could be 7 to 10 days before signs are seen. Another perspective of life in Wuhan is nothing short of an apocalypse, said 21-year-old US-born college student Nicholas Schneider, who was interviewed by Reuters on Wednesday. It's like a ghost town, barely any people and cars. It's a weird feeling. I feel like I'm in an apocalypse somehow, Schneider said via a phone interview. It's only a matter of time before cities outside of China are locked down on coronavirus fears as there's no vaccine for 12 months. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Zero Hedge audio version. We'd like to thank the brilliant work of the writers, published on ZeroHedge.com. The Zero Hedge audio version is a non-commercial, independently sponsored program, designed to help people with visual impairments, dyslexia, or for people who need narration while reading articles from ZeroHedge.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a quick 5-star review, and feel free to share this podcast with others.